Good morning. We're learning Chayadim, Klamim Hay, and we did Simon Ches, which speaks about this concern of bugs moving from the Svarim into the food. So we said that he's talking about even a food which there's no actual concern of infestation on its own, and you'd be no chiv to check. It's obviously the foods which are do not grow on the ground, that we don't have to be concerned about infestation. Now, there are the storage issue, which they probably had, even, you know, Halacha talks about the case of bugs in the meat, etc., which theoretically could happen nowadays as well. There are situations of sometimes there's bugs found inside the animal's head, etc., but not so common. But the most common place where it applies to is fruits and vegetables. So what are the halachas in regards to checking? So the halacha really has three or four categories of levels of infestation in regards to checking. There's certain things which are muksak to be clean, that in general we do not find bugs in them, and therefore there's no chiyuv dibodik. It's even in the situation you would have an outlier type of situation, extraordinary case. The person has no chiyuv to look for it. So even if he did end up ingesting it, he didn't want to, he's at the level of an honest, because there's no expectation that there's a bug there. He'd also probably go into the situation of a misasek. He did not eat the bug with any level of intent for that chilo, because he's not even aware that such a thing existed. So the person ends up eating a bug and a banana. Very rarely are there bugs in bananas. So one time there was a bug, so he wouldn't be arbitrary. He has no chiyuv to look for it, and if he did eat it, he didn't do an aveira. If the banana looks like it's rotting and it's become putrid, and there's maybe now that would attract bugs, that's a different story. But the regular simple banana, he doesn't have to be worried about that possibility. The next level up, let's work out from the other side. The other end, we have things which are assumed that there are bugs on a regular, that the most of these foods come with bugs inside of them. They're muksik to be nagua, to have this problem of having bugs in them. So a lot of poskim assume that this is true about the blackberries, that in between the little berries inside of the blackberry, it's open, it's very easy for bugs to crawl in, and infestation is a common problem in that. So that's called muksik. So that's, if right over the times the person would eat that, a person is would find the bug in there. So it's the roiv tells him that he has to expect a bug there. So that's a din d'oraisa, that whenever we follow roiv. So roiv times there's going to be bugs there, we have to assume that there's a bug there. And he would, if he didn't shack and ate it, even if he had the miles that there was no bug, he was over the issa d'oraisa of not being careful about the food that he ate. There's a case which is 50-50. It's so, for all intents and purposes, so we're dealing with subject of rice, so you'd have to be machmer, as if it was a rove. And there's something which is known as a mira motzi, which means mira rice, so it's not going to be a problem, you're not mechuyev to look. Rove times, the bugs are not there. So rove times, the bugs are not there. So mira rice, I'm allowed to rely on rove and say there's no bugs there. But we know that even though there are cases where you're allowed to rely on rove, if it's possible to clarify, you have a chiyuv to clarify. So midrabanan, they asked us to look and check and see. But it's only if it's something which has some level of commonality. It's fairly common, as opposed to, like, say, the banana, which it would be extraordinary to find the bug there. These are the type of things, when you find a bug, you wouldn't say, oh my gosh, there's a bug here. You would say, yeah, there's a bug there. It's not like this extraordinary, strange event. On the other hand, it's not all the time, or not even majority of the time. But when you do find it, you don't find it surprising. So that's called mi'ir ha-motzi. So those are the things which are mechuyev to check for. The difference between mi'ir ha-motzi and the other cases, is in the case of the bidyavid, where a person didn't check, and it's no longer possible to check, it was cooked already. since we don't know for sure there were bugs there, and it's possible in the cooking process that the bugs broke apart, etc., which would allow them now to be bottled and nullified in the rest of the food, so you can be mako. Whereas in the other case, the case where it's a roiv, so we have to assume that there was there. So now you only have one suffix, so you don't have the heter. Not an alacha is sveik sveiko. So on a practical level, the only difference between the case of miyat hamotzui and other cases is in the bidiyavid. Regards to the chachilo, a person has a chiyav to check all of them and be mevar that there's no bugs there before he eats it. So that's some of the basic cases. What types of items are miyat hamotzui or not? So it's not set in stone. It depends on the place, depends on the time of year sometimes. It could be even different in a field itself, that certain sections of the field tend to be based on certain nature. It's a very shady area. It's a very very wet area. It's a sheltered area where it's not open to the wind, and etc. So those are situations which allow bugs to comfortably proliferate and get infest the fruits and vegetables, as opposed to maybe a very sunny area which is dry. There's less common to have bugs there, or it's on the side of a hill where it's very windy, and the bugs do not get a foothold because they get blown away. So we can actually differentiate in that level between the different levels of infestation, and it changes by the seasons of the year. The rainy season is more of a problem than the dry season, summer versus winter, etc. So all of these things have to be taken into consideration when we're discussing the chiyuv to be baidik. Have a good day.